Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And your lovely driver, Dave.
This is Malia.
He's so fucking blindsided every damn time.
And Steve, enjoy the show, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Let's start that over with. Cut.
Oh, no, that was golden.
That was gold. We're going with it. You're not going to be ready a second time, so it doesn't matter.
He wasn't ready the first time.
I've got to think of
them. Everybody doesn't know this was the third take.
You know, it's okay just to say,
hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I'm Dave.
Hey, I'm Dave. It's fine. It's okay. Nobody's going to call. And
I know I'm fine. Like, you don't have to keep telling me.
Oh, God, there's that again.
What a sweet piece of ass, Dave. I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
If I could kiss you from the bottom up, I would. Episode 69.
We're off the rails already. There we go.
69. That's my favorite number.
Have fun in Fort Wayne.
Guys. Yeah, for a real good time. Get up. Well, no, I've said that one. Okay. So, yeah, recorded on September 21st, 2024. Driver Appreciation Week, guys.
I cannot even be serious with you guys. I'm trying so hard.
That's why we love you, hon.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, Driver Appreciation Day. What do we know about it? I don't know anything about it.
I thought we were stuck on the 69 there as when I asked you.
I don't know.
You know what that is. I'm going to move swiftly along.
How about
77? You get 8 more.
Yeah, what's 138?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
How about 68?
Dinner for 4.
You do me and I owe you one.
What's 71?
All right, this is family. This
same
is family
thing with
content.
Two fingers in the butthole. Let's go.
Family content.
Okay. Episode 69.
How was family?
Not even at
breakfast
was it family content.
How was your week, fellas?
It was supposed to be Driver Appreciation Week, but I didn't feel any appreciation anywhere. I got.
What are you talking about? You got a free brat.
Cut you off or flipped you off or something. I mean, they didn't show you were number one.
They cut me off so much I don't even pay attention anymore.
I appreciate you.
They was supposedly they were giving away free coffee at the pilots, but I didn't stop.
Well, you're working close to home right now, ain't you?
Yeah. So I just don't stop at those places as much.
The SDIs were all of them were doing things for drivers. So I got a cup,
which they always do,
a little toolbox, and I didn't get any food, but I wasn't there on the food day. But
I got two hot dogs.
Food day.
Yeah.
And
hey, Bill,
bottle of water. Let's have it, Steve.
I eat hot dogs from the middle.
There you go.
No, you don't.
Bun fall in half, but
every man that's met Steve knows that.
Steve went up to one of the steel companies up in Gary, and they give him a shirt for Appreciation Day, and they go, "What'd your company do for you?" And he goes, "Nothing." Well, you tell him go back and have shame of themselves for not doing nothing for you drivers.
Your brother.
Yeah.
Steve, were you there when I think it was Brandon. He brought in a bunch of nachos and dip and everything that one year. Remember that? That was a few years ago.
No, I remember.
Maybe it didn't happen. It was just in my fucking imagination.
There was a barbecue trailer out front, Bill, that was giving away free barbecue. And I'll tell you what.
That was for nothing.
That guy was pretty nice. I'll tell you what. He looked a lot like Dave, but I don't think I've never seen him before.
So I was there for that one. I remember that one.
Slightly younger. But
what he didn't tell you was it was all the leftovers from Omni you couldn't get rid of, so he just gave it away.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Oh, well.
We had lines, too, and people stopping off the street.
What's he selling?
I can't remember if I tried to give you money or not, but I remember you being the only one in. I don't know if you had Mike with you that day or not.
I did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike was there.
Mike's always around.
His work wife was with him.
Yeah.
It was a work day, so he would have had to keep it on.
Mike's only my Saturday wife. He's not my weekly wife. He's only my Saturday wife.
No, it ain't me. Don't look at me. He's got his ride, I got mine.
And I gotta say, out of all of us here, Malia's probably slinging more barbecue than all of us to the people. Then I just cook it.
So
what do I do with it?
You sell it.
No, I was like,
you stand up.
Is there a story here?
No, no.
There is a story, and I've heard it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
It was just a little anecdote.
I got pictures.
apparently, Dave learned a lesson about how. Let's just say some types of people
to
can
push
sell
the barbecue
things.
On people. Sex sells. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fat guy up front talking to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What do we got, guys?
We're going to talk about a little driver appreciation week. And I've heard a lot of people on the radio this week and on the old interweb talk about they need to make it driver appreciation month. But,
God, a whole month of people being nice to us?
He makes me giggle, Bill, when he uses them big words like
that. I know it. It's so nice. I'm getting so jealous watching him drink that damn bourbon.
Well, if you moved all the way down there, you could get some.
What are you talking about?
I can go to the store and get bourbon. I just don't
Hold on. Hit pump brakes, boys. Did you both get the video I sent you on Messenger that we're doing at the truck show?
No.
There is a bourbon place where you can go in and they will do what they call barrel thieving. And you have a group and they pull it right out of the barrel. And you can taste test all these bourbons for a certain price.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dry county. You can't buy any, but they'll give you all you want to drink.
No, not there. Not that. So look at one of the videos I sent you, Bill. You'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. But we're definitely going to make a stop there.
Cool. Sounds like a plan, man. Of course, you know, our assholes are sucking buttermilk by the end of the day anyway.
That's the first thing we're doing. Then we'll get something to eat.
Oh, okay.
Well, Malia, you want to start
even,
us off
I don't
with
even
this?
Want to ask even what that means. It's like,
yeah, don't. Just let it go. You want to start off
It means
with
we're
that.
Tired.
Yeah.
That's what that means, sucking buttermilk.
That's army talk. Yeah. Sorry.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Get them glasses on, Granny.
I know. It's terrible. It's like... You want me to read this now?
Yeah, go ahead. And the news.
No, tomorrow's fine.
I was going to say it's not by anybody. All right. So September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Nearly every aspect of daily life is made possible because a truck driver delivered the goods and resources people need. National Truck Driver Awareness Week is an important time for America to thank all the professional drivers for their hard work and commitment in undertaking one of our economy's most demanding and important jobs. These 3.5 million professional men and women not only deliver our goods safely, securely, and on time, but they also keep our highways safe. Please join us September 15th through the 21st, 2024, for this year's celebration.
Okay, so that was...
ended yesterday.
Poorly added to the notes, but that's so. Where did this article come from?
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys.
You read it right there at the very top. National
Truck Driver Appreciation Week.
Yes, it's the NTDAW. That's who put it out.
Okay.
The National Truck Drivers Awareness Week. They're out of DC.
I could have
put the video up there for. Our little old mayor of South Bend, because he talked about it, but I left the video off.
So this is an organization that's literally called National Truck Driver Appreciation
Yes,
Week.
NDC. Huh. It's part of the government. So
it's part of their government.
The government.
It's part of the government, dude.
Part of the government.
Not my government. I'm a sovereign citizen.
There you go.
Oh, my God, dude. Have you... I was curious to actually know what the hell that was. Let's get through this because I'm going to go over that with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Malia. Finish that.
Yeah. So, April 23rd. So, this one came out April 23rd, 2020.
This was on Facebook. I just found this on Facebook and I thought it was a nice
story. It's a nice story.
It is.
Folks, meet this real hero. 81-year-old veteran Richard McFadden sat at a truck stop outside of Salt Lake City, to provide free lunches to truck drivers. Thank you for your service, Richard, and God bless you. So he's just sitting there passing out lunches.
There's a picture of his pickup with the topper open, says free lunches for truckers with a cooler in the back, and he's standing there waiting to give out free lunches.
Now, I was telling Dave about the one experience that I remember was when I was running up into Wisconsin a lot a few years back, and I'd go across Skyway Bridge, and they were actually handing out little lunches to truck drivers at the tool booth there at the Skyway Bridge. And I thought that was kind of cool. For all the things, nasty shit people. So you were getting
$2 back from your 23 that you were spending. Oh, hold on. That Kim was spending.
Yeah, exactly. Now that that lunch went in my belly.
You had some experience with this too.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Remember two different places. One was in, like, I think it was Virginia. When you went through the scale there on it, it was 60, 81. I remember what road it was on.
Probably right 77 where you're hitting this, or 64.
64, I think. The scale there in Virginia, they were pulling every, no truck, the bypass was off, and they was pulling every truck through, and they were standing out there on the scale, and you're pulling in, you're thinking, oh, shit. And you pulled up there, and they crawl on the side of the truck and hand you a bottle of water and a little brown sack. It had like a pulled pork sandwich and a bag of Lay's chips. And they said, have a nice day. And they gave every truck going through there that day a free lunch.
That, you know, that's appreciated. That's,
well, far as like this gentleman did, and there's people that do it, but far as the state itself, you know, forking out the money for it. Yeah, that's. But they probably sucked in enough revenue, all the tickets.
Right. Out. 364 days out of the year.
They're taking your money.
Yeah.
And also, I remember one time I was in Alabama, and it was like a state route two-lane road with like a shoulder. And there was a guy with this, like this gentleman here with a pickup, waving every truck over, man. And everybody was pulling over, and they pull up there, and they gave you a bottle of water, a sack lunch, and went on your way. He was just doing it out of his own pocket. And I'm like, you know, that's pretty nice. You don't see that. Well,
sometimes I remember back in the day when they used to have the CB coffee breaks at all the rest areas. You drive by somebody had a little, one of them old campers, and they had the coffee in there and the donuts for the truck drivers and stuff. And that was just normal weekends that, you know, groups would get together and go do that. So,
well, a lot of them was churches and stuff too that would do that.
Yeah.
You've seen quite a bit. But they're handing out church literature too at the same time. Yeah. You know?
Throw the coffee in there.
No.
No.
So
we all need a little of the good book. Right, Malia?
Smack him over the head with it, Malia.
I have it right by me.
Right here.
It'll burn a cross right on his forehead.
Probably.
So all in all, the week wasn't bad. I had a bad week of breakdowns, but I managed to get through that. Scarred my arms all up and everything this week. Changing.
How's your knees?
Knees are great. Arms look like hell, but them fan blades are sharp when you got to keep changing belts. So,
never mind.
Yeah, be
his
nice.
Knees are.
He was a giver, a receiver, Bill.
Well, sometimes.
But
you're not a catcher. Okay, got it.
It was a long week just to go to Texas and back. But I had 6-hour breaks in about every day. So waiting on service guys.
It was it's did you, just did you to hear him
one. Just follow me on back to the house in case it happens again.
Well, the last one came. I said, bring an extra belt, and I'm buying your tools off of you because I'm not calling nobody else. And I literally
he absolutely did. He bought his tools off the guy.
You mean you don't have to do the old pantyhose trick where you used to do make pantyhose into a fan belt? Remember that?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but no, that wouldn't work. But not a big
truck. Yeah.
Well, no, his housing kept busting off because he had a.
I had two broken bolts, a washer jammed in behind her, out of line, and it each belt's about every 400 miles. So I get about 400 miles, stop, call service, call.
So now the truck's got screws loose too.
Yeah. Besides the driver.
Bling, ding.
I didn't somebody have the drum roll ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, damn it.
You
got
to give me a little heads up.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm being the area all day.
Tip your bartenders and waitresses when you're done, please.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be here all week.
All righty then. So.
Well, since we had the Truck Driver Appreciation Week, I did another Did You Ever Wonder? And it's about trucking, the history of trucking, how it's brief history on except when it started.
You said, did you ever wander?
Wander right into trucking.
I wandered into the wrong
room. That's Wander, Indiana, isn't it? That's what's on a license plate.
Yeah.
That's right. Wander, Indiana.
That's right. They call me the Wanderer. Remember that song?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, anyway.
We're not that old.
I found this article, and it says, How Trucking Got Started, A Brief History of Trucking. It says, the trucking industry in the United States has affected the political and economic history of the United States in the 20th century. Before the invention of automobiles, most freight was moved by train or horse-drawn wagons. In the early 1900s, trucks were basically motorized wagons that resembled their horse-drawn predecessors. Trucks didn't have any noses in the front of the cab, and the motor and other machinery were simply suspended below the driver's seat.
Hot ass.
The early coves, huh? Paved roads at the time were few and far between. Any truck traveling on the roadways rode on solid rubber tires, making the trip very rough and very slow. It wasn't until around 1920 that most trucks were equipped with pneumatic airfield tires, making the ride much easier on the driver, also allowing the truck to travel at much higher speeds. Probably, 40?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Downhill.
I remember no Andy Griffith word. Imagine solid
rubber tires just beating you to death, dude. Oh, yeah. No suspension.
You didn't know any difference.
Those were the pioneers of trucking.
Yeah, you didn't know any difference.
That was when trucking was trucking, man. Not like you kids now.
They didn't have no teeth, I'll tell you that, and knock them out. It says there was about 10,000 trucks in the whole country in 1912. Wow. 10,000. How many
that's
are there now?
Fleet. That's Swift's fleet.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I think Swift's got twice that.
With many of them being used for deliveries in and around larger metropolitan areas, the Settle Chamber of Commerce sponsored a truck and driver to travel from Seattle to New York City in 1916. This trip showed the manufacturers and merchants of the country that highways and truck transport were going to become major influences in their lives. The trip from Seattle to New York City took a grand total of 31 days.
So as Clyde would have had a fun time at a job like that.
At him, 90. You gotta stop and get the oil change.
That is wrong.
Sorry. Under the bus, is that you said, Bill?
And backed it up.
It ran him over a couple times. As motorized trucks became more practical and available, the railroads began losing business to trucking companies. Uh-oh. Given the regulatory environment, rail was usually less expensive, but service by truck was far superior in terms of timing. In 1912, trucks were equipped with electric running lights to allow them to be driven at night and make up travel time that was previously spent sleeping until the morning light. The fifth wheel innovation came to be in the 1920s, greatly enhancing the speed with which loads could be picked up and dropped off. During this time, the semi-trailer was becoming more popular, and this innovation made a huge impact on the way that freight and cargo were transported. In 1914, there was less than 15,000 miles of paved roads throughout the whole country. But during the next decade, the federal government spent $75 million on new road construction along with the improvement of existing roadways. Trucks were first used extensively by the military during World War I. With the increased construction of paved roads, trucking began to achieve a significant foothold in the 1930s. And soon became subject to various government regulations, such as hours of service. During the late 1950s and 60s, trucking was accelerated by the construction of interstate highway system and extensive network of freeways linking major cities across the continent at this time. Diesel fuel was a whopping 14.9 cents a gallon. Wow. What are we now?
$3.80 to $4.
Quite a difference from the fuel costs of today. Trucks with refrigerated trailers ran them on propane, which made it necessary to fill up on propane as well as diesel fuel in order to keep frozen items on ice. Trucking achieved national attention during the 1960s and 70s when songs and movies about truck driving were major hits. Truck drivers
and CDs.
In widespread strikes against the rising cost of fuel during the energy crisis of 73 and 79, and the industry was drastically deregulated by the Motor Carrier Act of 1980. Trucking has come to dominate the freight industry in the latter portion of the 20th century, along with what are termed big box stores such as Walmart and Target. And this was done by Sarah Major on February 12, 2015. I don't remember who she was with.
Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll dig into that a little bit.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
And back to live action.
Can you imagine? In 1914, there was only 15,000 miles of paved roads. Mm-hmm. How many miles of paved? What that other story I did on the crosses said there's, what, 95,000 miles or something like that?
I just watched a video of the first crossing that the government put the army trucks to send them from D.C. all the way to San Francisco. And that's when they decided they need to make an interstate system because it took them, like you said, 31 days.
Eisenhower was the one that did the interstate system, wasn't it?
Thank you. Yeah. Germans.
Originally, the interstate system was for trucks. It was not for cars.
And you know, it's still not done from the original one that they planned. They're still working on it. 69 was in that, and it's still not done. And they said they're up to like $79 billion now.
Well, Interstate 69, I seen one article. I should have saved it. It said something about all these states that are bidding to get it for how it's supposed to run. Because you'll see.
I think it's already done now.
69 never going to be done.
The only thing is,
you still see in southern states like Texas and Mississippi, it'll say future 69 corridor.
That's
Texas. It doesn't mean it's going to be there.
I've seen that my entire career.
But there's a lot of states that have it. I mean, well, and it just isn't one.
Arkansas and Louisiana is the only two states that have none of it, and that's because they said the federal government hasn't given them a dime yet, and they ain't building nothing until the federal government gets it. Everybody has built it. So.
Yeah, because I remember seeing those signs down around Houston back in the 90s.
They're there now.
So,
and they're building. I mean, they're not building. Notice that down there
like
that, towns.
And I'm like, what do you mean future corridor? It says the same thing in the state right next to you, and the next state. You know.
Well, you get up in Tennessee, they built this one section. It's called 669. And then there's another one. It's called 169, you know, where they're going to eventually get it.
They got the spurs already, but not the main trunk line.
I think we're in the home stretch. It's just going to.
Not in our life.
I think you and I drive it all the time already. We do, yes. You know, it's just a patchwork, basically, of roads right now, as it
well,
were.
Well, you get off of 465 and right on 69. So oh,
that's so nice now.
Is it hooked to force? Is it hooked up there now without going through any stoplights and all that crap?
Nothing.
Fantastic. If it wasn't for the fact that Indianapolis is right there and all the bullshit that happens in Indianapolis.
Well, it was always terrible to get down around there where the exit 4 was for Harding for all the truck stops. It was always terror through there.
69 is exit 5 now.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah.
So. Just past that exit 4, and which is actually closed off
Harding
right now,
Street
so.
Now, and they're getting ready to reopen that when they get it done because they're still doing 465. But
I wonder where all the panhandlers are at right now.
I don't know. That one lady that stood out there consistent for 5 years, I would hire her in a minute because I know she shows up for work every day. Every day.
She's got 5 years of excellent work ethic, man. She's telling you. Rain, shine,
nothing. She stood out there every
But then
day.
Again, a crack addiction doesn't take a day off either.
Well, I like the guys that have the signs that are sort of funny, where the guy says, "Need money for karate lessons. Ninjas are trying to kill me."
Yeah,
guy goes. I'm just needing beer money.
I saw one the other day. I can't lie. Why lie? I just need weed and beer. And I thought, that's great. But you ain't gonna get shit out of me.
There's another one like a guy says. He says I just need money for fishing lures in a new boat.
Start me a GoFundMe page. I need a new bass boat.
Yep. So. That is actually pretty nice through there. And if it wasn't for all the other shit in Indianapolis, it'd be pretty nice sailing through there. But it's depending on what time you get through there, yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
Terrible. Well, and they keep redoing the ramp systems, thinking they're making it smoother. Just the way, even mm-hmm. coming out 69, the way they got it changed around again now to get.
Well, they're building it like Texas now. That you're going up and over and down and around, and no more of the small cloverleaf.
You can't really claim you're fixing anything when the road stays under construction just yeah. as long as it does. You know, not since under it's been construction.
Open. Well, right. Have you ever went through Cincinnati on 75 where there wasn't construction?
You didn't even have to steer. You just let the ruts steer your truck all the way through.
No, that was over on 2 lane 24 through Antwerp. You just let go of the wheel. Oh, yeah, and that go right in the ruts, man.
Yeah, that's well, fun on the ice.
By the way, Bloomington now is actually 65 mile an hour.
That was a big deal for you, wasn't it, Dave? Every time he'd go through Bloomington, he'd call me. I don't understand why it's 55 going through here.
Six lanes
of highway, and that's 55 through here.
Because they want money out of that fat truck driver's pocket to speed at 60.
We're going to get your money, fat boy.
Not now. You don't even see a state police in Bloomington now. You see them everywhere. Now they ain't nobody around.
I sure as hell do. Especially like hey, north of town and south of town.
By the way, guys, you realize tomorrow we're going to go do a truck show. So... wish it was kind of today so we could have talked about it, but we are going to go over to Paulding, Ohio tomorrow to the Flat Rock. I'm going off memory. This will be ugly. Flat Rock Creek.
At least he admits it.
Bill, just mute it for a second or pause it. Let me get done and we'll start it back up.
We need better notes.
Yeah. And he won't even remember that he didn't do it.
Do what?
Good one. We're sharp as a tack today, by God.
So we're going to go over tomorrow and have some breakfast. And I guess I just could look it up while I'm sitting here.
Dave is all about the breakfast, I'll tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. It's the only meal I eat anymore.
Why don't you ask if breakfast Bill's coming?
Are you coming?
I probably not. I promised a family.
That's going to be your new nickname, I think, is Breakfast Bill. BB.
Yeah.
Breakfast Bill.
Well, I hadn't realized we hadn't actually met in person until today.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Bill hadn't.
Because he was like, nice to meet you. And I'm like, what do you mean, nice to meet you? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You want a hug?
She met me on the road date, or Bill.
I met you on the road.
She looks just like that, only bigger.
What's that?
And I mean taller. And that's wrong. Well, just forget I said that.
She goes, I'm just looking for the guy who's got the queer wagon.
I didn't call it that.
I'll have you know I've used that wagon a few times now, and it's a lifesaver.
Nobody said shit, Steve. It sounds like you're a little insecure about that wagon.
I am, daggone it. It cost me $50.
I didn't notice the wagon.
Okay, so what's the wagon?
His wagon.
I bought a wagon to carry all the shit around at that one truck.
Like a radio flyer?
Yes.
No, it's a foldable one. From Walmart
on the side of it,
it folds up.
Oh. Toddler wagon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've used it probably 4 times now. Just used it this weekend.
Did you paint Giddy Up Go on the side of it?
No, I got to get some antennas on it and some trucker horns and shit like that.
For real, do it.
A little 12-volt battery.
Air compressor. Yeah. The truck show.
So, is this a historical
one? Yeah, it's the 23rd.
You said time. Red's going to be there, Flatbed Red's going to be there?
Yep, and so she's at everything.
She won in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was going to give her a hard time about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will yell at her tomorrow when I see her.
Say, Steve didn't see you in West Virginia. Where was you?
So, she'll go, not West Virginia.
No, they actually, I think it was in Pennsylvania that day or something, at the other one, because there was two of them running that same weekend.
Nice.
You think it was York, PA, I think what it was.
So it's just going to be me, you, and Mike?
Craig, I think, is going too. That was with the breakfast today. Yeah, his wife's down in Florida.
The crankier one? Isn't he the crankier
one? The crankier one.
He's great.
You got it. Boy, she didn't take her long to pick up on Mr. Positive.
Oh, yeah. It's Mr. Pessimist.
It's great. I know when I say something, he's going to be cranky.
I like calling him out on it too, because he's got to learn.
Learn.
He's got to learn. So, yeah, but come, I would say come check us out at that truck show, but by the time you hear time this, you get it'll this, be over.
You'll already be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll all be over with.
Yeah, we'll be on our way home tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So
that's Dave will have plenty of TikToks and YouTube shorts and stuff like that up.
Yeah, which is cool. YouTube we've been making quite a few of those here lately, throwing them on the old shorts.
The interweb. On the
YouTube. Damn near interwebs. That's what I was
interwebs
thinking.
Interwebs.
Ticky-tack.
Ticky-tacks. And I keep learning a little bit more, and they keep sending me information, and I'm learning a little more and figured out how to do some different stuff. So.
And they're fantastic, I got to tell you. I mean, what we need to start doing is taking some clips from the show, but
that's what I need, but that would require you helping.
Here, let me just slide my hand across and I'll screenshot it. Hold on.
There you go. There. Yeah. Now I'll take a clip from this.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to steal from the hard copy yet, but as soon as I do, there'll be shots up there.
Hard copy.
Well, the hard copies are all sitting on my machine here. You could download it from YouTube and then use that.
Yeah, I could. But that's probably what I'll do. Get some.
As you're watching it on YouTube, just screenshot it on your phone and then take all you want.
Well, that's just the pictures, but I want the videos too. I gotta get the videos.
Wants to capture like a little clip of us saying something really clever.
Something like funny. Real stupid.
You'll have dig through all of our stupid
expressions.
Shit.
Hold on, Bill. Like free. Exhausted.
Like, yeah.
A little tired. you know, some good bad dad jokes.
Just feeling ran over.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. No. Gotta have it.
Listen to her. No.
No.
It's bad. It's terrible.
Did you hear
so
the
go
voice
ahead.
Of reason there, Bill? No.
Yeah.
Is that what you're Bible? Dave?
She was reaching for her Bible. What'd
no,
you say?
I'm sitting.
I'll go ahead and do it.
I was so jealous you're not sharing Spiritu
Sancti.
Yeah.
Eat her out or alma vater.
Dominos and patrios.
That's holy water, but I don't believe it's the right kind of holy water, Steve.
It's purified. We'll put it
that
way.
That is true. It's been cooked and steamed.
It's been cooked.
All you got to do now is bless it, and we're good.
It's fully cooked. All you got to do is warm it up in the oven and be ready to go.
Well, it's been steamed. You got to get them vapors off them steam, you know, before you get that good stuff. So you get that kick out of it.
So why is Steve getting liquored up tonight?
I don't know.
I'm not.
So he's seeing how much he can drink to see if he has a hangover the next show.
I tell you what.
Right? Fall out of his chair.
So anyway,
how was your week, Malia? We left you out of the whole thing.
Yeah, we left you out.
Oh my! Well, we talked about breakfast.
Well, yeah, that was today. Malia didn't do nothing all week except have breakfast today.
Well, I signed a couple new accounts this week, so I had a good week.
Okay,
well, good.
So, yeah, that was exciting.
It always is when you get paid more money. Yeah. I mean, you got bills.
I get to
full
sign up for cleaning more toilets. It's like, yay!
Well, shitty toilet.
I went to the Poppy Mountain Music Festival in Moorhead, Kentucky.
Moorhead.
Yep.
What was her name?
Anita. Anita Moorhead.
Anita Moorhead.
Seymour Butts.
Oh, they were there too.
But.
But
it was a lot of bluegrass and some country music and stuff. And there's quite a few good bands and stuff there. I mean,
my dad would absolutely loved it if there was bluegrass there. He was true bluegrass.
I got some videos on here. I might give you a kind of music. Send you a couple for Bill to put on or whatever.
Yeah, throw them to me. I'll put them out there. So, we'll see what we can get. So
see what we can get. But other than that, it was an uneventful week, and that's the way I like it.
Mm-hmm. Quiet week. My week, besides having to take 6 hour breaks every day. Besides that, it wasn't an overly bad week. I mean,
is it warm up there right now?
Today it was. Yesterday it was. It hadn't been. It's been foggy because cool nights, I guess.
And well, it's cool morning, cool down here, like 60, but boy, it's still getting to like high 80s and almost 90.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 92 in Texas Tuesday, but no humidity, which was odd because it felt actually pretty good.
It's a dry heat, Dave.
Yeah. That what that is? That's the same as that.
I'll tell you what, dude. Between running to Florida and it'd be 102 and going to Texas at 102, I'd rather go to Texas.
Well, it's funny because Florida's like 102 and then Texas is 102. And then you go to Phoenix and it's 102. And I think the worst of them is Texas because the humidity is, well, when it depends where you're at in Texas.
You're down on the water, but I mean, you're up in the middle. You're up in Dallas or somewhere, but, you know, I like it.
It's dry heat, Dave. Dry heat. One of them dry heats that makes everything all better. So that's hilarious. So what'd you do, Bill? I didn't get to see you all week. You were running rope off, weren't you?
Let's see. I tried to put it out of my head. yeah.
It was fun, Dave.
Compared to some weeks I had in the last month or so, this last one wasn't so bad. But I've been screwing up a little bit too because they keep putting tiny little
notes.
Some of the instructions he gives me, I keep getting in trouble for doing too much work because he told me to preload a trailer and all he said was preload. And I didn't read that. I loaded it and delivered it. He meant for somebody to deliver that tomorrow. I'm like, well, don't nobody want to work on Sunday anyway, so.
No.
Well, I can't believe they took the load. Well, it's scrap metal, dude, you know. It's not like somebody delivered the Christmas presents a day early, you know. That's it is what it is. So, try not to let that get me down too much. I've been local. Dave. And a lot of people may or may not be aware that the reason I'm staying local is kind of for my health. And I've actually lost, I haven't even mentioned this to the other guys, but I've lost 11 pounds in the last 3 weeks. So may end up being.
Keep her up, buddy. Keep her up.
Two and a half.
We're going to have to go find three more fat guys to do the show before so long.
Here. I know it.
I mean, we've answered this question before. What are you going to do when you lose weight?
It's still three fat.
Nothing.
Truckers. I'm sorry. The name's what hooks you.
Yeah.
The name was made up on a phone call 2 years ago.
And yeah, that's not going in. Oh, it was more than two at this point.
Yeah, we're almost three.
Six.
Yeah. I lost 35 pounds so far doing the carnivore. So.
Yeah, I bought an exercise machine and I've been getting on that every day.
No, I don't need exercise.
Well, it's the exercise.
Well,
the reason.
You actually started doing walks with the guys, and that's the exercise.
Oh, I do. Yeah, we walk.
First got down here, you weren't doing that. So. By the way, guys, the truck show tomorrow, because this is Saturday that we're doing the show tonight, is the 23rd annual Flat Rock Creek Festival truck show. Starts at 8:55 till 4:00 at the John Paulding Historical Museum at 600 Fairground Drive, Paulding, Ohio.
So. Nice. They don't have no cows over there peeing, do they?
Probably. I know my brother's excited because they're having the truck tractor or the.
Well, that's closer to Steve's house over there, isn't it?
Yeah, they're having the horses tractor pull tomorrow. The Amish bring their teams of horses up there, he's all excited to see that. So.
Yeah, I always like seeing a finger get broke off or cut off when they don't get it out of the way when they hook them.
Yeah. Yeah, because soon as that horse hears that click, they are gone. Yes,
they are gone. So if you got a finger, it's in the way, it's gone.
Yep.
I've seen that a couple times. Oh, I'm serious. It'll snap it. It's gone right off your hand.
You need one of them grabbers that you got to get for reaching up there on the high shelf.
Amish over there that they're like this.
Yeah, they're the hookers.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, guys, we better get out of here.
They usually call him Lefty.
Lefty.
On that bombshell, we will we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Hit us up
next week.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're doing this weekly now.
You know, you'll have to give me a pass on that. It takes a while for it to sink in.
Kind of like your work notes.
Like the Titanic.
So, going down. Hit us up on the socials, folks. We got a Facebook page. We got a Facebook group. Comment directly on the website.
And we're everywhere.
Yeah, we're, well.
TikTok, X, Instagram.
Respond to some of Dave's fantastic videos. We love y'all. We love to hear from you. We'll see you next week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy Dave here.
And Malia.
And Steve. Have a good, safe week.
See you, folks.